Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here today, Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. We're going into the Southern District of New York courthouse, which you see behind me. We came in with one plan, which was to cover, and is to cover, the Hezbollah trial of U.S. versus Alexei Saab. But earlier this morning, Bill Huang of Archegos, arrested for a securities fraud scheme that raised the price of his company and the value and assets under management from $1 billion to $35 billion. He'll be presented today in the Southern District of New York, and there'll be a 11:30 press conference quite near here in the U.S. Attorney's Office. We're going to try to go, but we're also it'll depend what's happening in the Hezbollah trial, because that's one that we're covering closely. Yesterday, in pre-jury fighting, it emerged that Alexei Saab had a girlfriend, now married to another man. They don't want to say her name, even though it's in the text message they're presenting as evidence, to avoid or prevent, probably discourage, an honor killing in southern Lebanon. They said it's a very small town over there. We're writing a piece on all this, including about the United Nations, which, believe it or not, has Hezbollah TV, Al-Manar, in the house with a full office inside the UN, while Inner City Press remains banned for asking about the corruption of Antonio Guterres. Now, that said, at 12:30, the same judge who's hearing the Alexei Saab case, Paul G. Gardafi, is set to hear a longstanding motion letter, pre-motion letter, in the case of J.P. Morgan Chase London Branch versus Tesla. Yes, that's Elon Musk. So we'll be covering that one as well. I'm pretty sure we can get that one, and since it's the same judge that's covering Alexei Saab. Now, amid all of this court, and there'll be other cases, amid all of this court stuff, Antonio Guterres, the aforesaid corrupt Secretary General, was in Russia. Yes, he sat at the long table with Putin. Yes, he pretended it was a victory, even though he received absolutely zero assurances on the ending the slaughter. And as soon as he left and went to Poland, Gazprom cut off gas to Poland. Antonio Guterres is a self-serving fraud. He said the war wouldn't happen. Then he said it wasn't a war. Then he went desperately trying to blue wash Bucha. But we won't allow it. Inner City Press, we will return to the UN, and as well as covering the courts. To be continued.